October 28th. Even wars, rudeness and kindness. On this day in 1903, the writer Evelyn Waugh was born. The greatest novelist of my generation is how Graham Greene, himself a great novelist, described him. Some of the best written and best loved books of the 20th century came from his pen, such as Brideshead Revisited, Decline and Fall, Scoop, and The Loved One. Although his upbringing was fairly ordinary, through his Oxford education, Waugh developed a taste for the aristocracy and the life of country houses and London clubs. Many of his books are fanciful embroiderings on his own experiences. He served with distinction throughout the Second World War, and a few years later suffered a mental breakdown. Much of these events appear in his writings as well. In later years, his physical health deteriorated, and he died at home after a heart attack after Sunday morning mass. A good end for a staunch Catholic as he was. In everyday life, Waugh's combination of wit, rudeness and kindness put many people in disarray. Such directness puts me in mind of the old anonymous ditty. Oh, do not be discouraged when you find your hopes brought down. And when you meet unwilling men, heed not their gloomy frown. Yield not to wild despair, press on and give no quarter. In battle all is fair, we'll win, for we had oughter. Today I pray that I will be able to treat everyone with respect as I go through life as a pilgrim.